And she was at Trackside there at Eagle Farm on Saturday, just as a punter, not a worker. Ali Mosley, morning to you.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was walking around and thinking, what do people do when they go to the races for fun?
Well, first and foremost, did you win?
Well, not really. So we had Luke had Hawaii 5-0 with Jerry, and I wasn't sure. I thought Yellow Brick would be too hard to beat, so I didn't back him. So I missed out there, although he did win, which was a great result. I did actually have something, a place on Stroke of Luck in the Queensland Derby, who ended up running third. So I've come to the conclusion that I would rather back a horse each way and have a crack, who I think he SP'd at about 31, than a $1.70 favourite. So that's what I've come to at my ripe old age now.
$6 the place, you take that any day.
Yeah,
well, of course you would. Did you back think about it?
No, I didn't, but I saw him in the yard, and I know everyone was getting a bit worried about how busy he was, but we've seen so much of him and how much of a high-energy horse he was, and he was probably even more high-energy than I'd seen him be in Sydney. So it did make you sort of a little bit nervous when you see it, but he's a very, very good horse. I think actually the horse to follow out of that race will be Little Converge, who's come back in super order the way that he found the line, and he'll be peaking for his next assignment in a couple of weeks, as will Hawaii 5-0, who's going to get into the study with a really light weight on his back. I think Rachel King's going to ride at about 49.5, so he'll be hard to beat there too.
So you mentioned that Queensland Derby, though, Kovalika. That was dominant, to say the least.
Yeah, and we all thought that he was, you know, the $1.70 wasn't very appealing, but it was, you know, he was always going to be really hard to beat. I know he's hot favourite now heading towards the spring for the likes of the Melbourne Cups and the Caulfield Cups, whether people think he'll be as dynamic over a further trip. But he's a very, very good horse, and he won like a $1.70 favourite should. And it was a great result, really. So onwards for him.
And, well, you did mention, obviously, Hawaii 5-0, but what did you make of Yellow Brick? Certainly didn't lose any admirers. It was heavily backed.
Yeah, definitely didn't. I think it could have been a really different race had he been able to find clear air, and I think they would have fought it out to the finish line. It would have been a really exciting finish. I think Hawaii 5-0 was given, not to discredit his win, because I think he's such a wonderful horse. He's 610 kilos. That is really big, even in racehorse standards. I think he's a wonderful horse, but I think Nash Rawilla, his ride, won that race. I think Nash rode him so well. He did such a wonderful job on him. He's such a relaxed horse. He just sort of does everything he has to do, and we're expecting him to let down a little bit better in the concluding stages, not to say that he won't go on with it. He's got a bit more in the tank, and he'll strip a lot fitter for the Stradbroke now, but I think Yellow Brook would have almost probably run him down had he got clear, and I think he's a fantastic horse. I think it'd be really exciting. There's some suggestion that I think Tony and Matty Sears think he might not even get into the study. I think I'd heard at one point that he was a little bit further down in the ballot, but it'll be really interesting if he should, because it'll be...
Have you got an early lean, Elliot, in that?
To be honest, I'm so impressed with Hawaii 5-0. I know he's going to have a really light weight, about 49.5, and if Rach can give him any sort of run like Nash did on the weekend, I think he will be particularly hard to beat. I think we'll stick with Hawaii 5-0 early there.
Okay, it's on the second line at $5. Think About It's $3. Converge, $7. Aft Cavern, Ruthless Dame, $8 for Queensland's race, the Stradbroke, in a couple of weeks' time. Also on that day is the JJ Atkins, and we saw an impressive done deal colt, Tannhauser, win in Sydney on Saturday there at Randwick. It's $11 now for the JJ, with Sofrato and Make a Call top of the betting, both at $6, heading into that race for the two-year-olds, the Group 1, in a couple of weeks. What do you make of Tannhauser, Ali?
Great, but there was a horse actually that I'll follow that I almost tipped with you guys on Friday, and then I thought, I'll leave him out. I backed him really early when he first was put into the market, when Rogie was thinking about bringing him out here. Rogie's got a huge rap on him, and he almost got flattened. I'm not sure if you guys had seen him out the back there, but Solidify,
yeah,
he quite honestly almost hit the deck. We were very, very nervous. The way he picked himself up after that walloping and was able to find the line, I think he was only beaten less than 5 lengths, and kick back. I just think he is a really tough horse. Early betting, I'm not sure what he's in for the JJ at the moment. I think he'll probably get an Australian jockey aboard, which will maybe change things up a little bit too. But my only query with him, and this would be my only query, is that he has had quite a long prep, a lot of travel. He's come out from New Zealand and he is only a two-year-old. So he was quite busy in the yard too. So I'd hope that that had just brought him on and that he relaxes next time we see him. But I would have an early bet on solidifying the JJ.
Anything else out of the weekend, Ali, you're following going forward?
Yeah, there are a couple in Sydney, actually. I think you couldn't help but notice Poseidon Ruler's eye-catching run in the midway. He ran the second best last 200 of the entire day, so we'll throw him in there. Redwood Shadow is going really well. Once he gets up to a suitable trip, he's going to be a player. He drifted to a clear last over, early over the 1,300-metre trip, but worked on strongly down the outer. So I think he'll be a really nice horse once he gets mile plus. And any easing of the ground won't be any concern to him as we head into winter. So I'll follow those two out of Sydney as well.
Ali, thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys.